Good evening and welcome to Focus on the Foothills. My name is Angela and I have the illustrious Chris Newman in the studio with me. We're talking Red Cross. And Chris, how you doing today, sir?
I'm doing great, Angela. How are you?
I'm doing well. How long have you been with the Red Cross? You were in radio, like those of us who still are running our mouth. You were here one day.
I was in radio for about 10 years and jokingly said I had to find a real job after that.
I saw a friend earlier today, Terry Kennedy in Elkin, and he is a real estate person, and I said, are you still buying and selling? He said, yeah, you still talking on the radio. I said, Terry, all I know how to do is talk and play music. So,
And you've done well with
thank
that.
Thank you. So thank you, Chris.
But now I've been with the Red Cross now 27 years. So.
Oh, wow. Yeah. So that's a while. Speaking of which, there is a blood drive coming up that 3WC is doing next month, right?
Yeah, we really appreciate the partnership. This will be our second one. Mm-hmm. We had one back in the winter over a year ago.
Yeah.
And then we had our second annual one planned, I think January, February of this year, and had winter weather that messed that day up, and we had to drop back and punt, and we've just kept in constant contact trying to figure out an alternative date, and we have all that set now, and we're looking forward to having the drive on Wednesday, September the 7th.
All right, and this is at?
We'll be having it at Edgewood Baptist Church, just like we did the first one
and
that we had.
That's Ted R. Hayes' church.
Yeah, Ted, he's going to have everything ready, and their church has been gracious and very willing to help us.
They were very sweet the last time we were there, just did an outstanding job, his church hosting that and helping us host that. The times on that are what, Chris?
1:30 to 6.
1:30 to 6.
Yeah.
And it is coming up September the 7th, you said.
Absolutely, September 7th. And that's a Wednesday.
And how is the best way to sign up for that?
Well, the easiest way, of course, is just to go to www.redcross.org, redcrossblood.org, excuse me.
Right.
And you can actually find the blood drive there by doing a zip code search, or you can enter WWWC as a sponsor code, and it will pull up the information, and you can find a time that works for you and go ahead and sign up and make your appointment. Or, you know, believe it or not, I've even trained John Wishon to be able to get into our system, and he can actually make an appointment for you.
Oh, wow. Okay.
I mean, he's hard to train, but
he is hard to train.
You know,
I've tried for years.
Good luck. So, as John would tell you, John and I have known each other our entire lives, just like you and I have known each other probably our entire lives. And he started working at radio station, he and I at the same time, and he always says, I just came in and opened the doors one day and said, this button goes to this, this button goes to this, this button goes to this, and I'll see you later.
That's it, yeah.
He said that was his training period. So, you know, I learned a long time ago you couldn't do much with him. So just, you know, he knows how to get into the system. He can make the appointment for you and just call the radio station here
all
as well.
Right. That will work. That will work. Now, Chris talked to us about the need right now. Is there a big need for all types or certain types of blood?
There's always a need. And people ask me all the time why, because you know, as they see blood drives taking place everywhere, but the real reality is the population is changing,
right?
And we have a lot of our older donors through the years are aging out for health reasons and whatever. There is no upper age limit for giving, but you know, again, that generation is sort of aging, and COVID has had a major impact over the last years on everything,
right? It has,
and still you know, has an impact on blood donations. As we are still struggling, you know, for a couple of years, we didn't have blood drives in high schools or colleges. A lot of even our community drives, church drives, you know, their facilities were closed down, and we just had to come up with different means to try to keep the blood supply where we needed it over the last few years. But it's continuing to build up from that. The summers are always a difficult time. People are traveling and got other things on their mind. But the problem is the usage never changes.
Right.
The need never goes away. So there is always a need regardless. And, you know, people with major accidents, you know, we may collect 50 units of blood the day we're having your blood drive.
Right.
You know, I can take you to an individual who used 97 units.
Oh, wow.
In his accident just to be able to be alive and still be here today.
Right.
So there's always a major need, no matter what the time of
year. Well, in addition to accidents, this is used for those who are going through cancer treatments as well, and people who are going through surgeries and different things. And so it's a wide variety of things that they're used for.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And a lot of people find out that their mom had to have blood when they were born.
Right.
You know, from things that just happened through childbirth,
mm-hmm.
or... you know, again, none of us are immune from it.
No, we aren't.
I mean, statistics tell us that pretty much 97% of us are going to need some kind of blood product in our lifetime. That may not be a blood donation, but some kind of blood product or something made from blood.
Yeah,
is a derivative.
It really is called the gift of life. If in any way that you can give, please sign up for this blood drive that 3WC is doing, or anytime you get the opportunity. And how is the best way to check on local blood drives in your area to do that, Chris?
Again, just you can go to the website, www.redcrossblood.org, and do a zip code search, and it will pull up any drive that's going on in the area into that zip code or a certain range that you set up. If you want to see, I want to find a blood drive within 50 miles.
Right.
It will tell you what's available and stuff of that that's coming up.
And how often can you give?
Every 56 days.
Every 56.
For a whole blood donation. We also have a power red cell donation, which is really giving two red cell units, and that's twice as long for a deferral period. But basically, you can give every 56 days.
Oh, wow. Now, what are some things you need to know when you're going to give? Of course, have eaten and you're hydrated, drunk a lot of water and all that sort of thing.
That's really the key. Majority of time, you know, we all hear the horror stories. You know, you don't ever hear
the good stuff
and the good things that happen at a blood drive. But really, most of the time, if there's an issue with giving blood, it's just because the person hasn't prepared for it.
Right.
And that's eating well, drinking plenty of fluids. Again, especially this time of the year with our weather and the hot temperatures and things of that nature, we all get a little dehydrated. So it's, again, drinking plenty of water. If you have an iron issue, really try to focus on what you're eating leading up and cut down on the iced tea, things of that nature that you can do to help. But the majority of time, it's just eating well, eating a good breakfast and lunch the day of, and drinking plenty of fluids leading up.
All right. Sounds good. All right. So, again, the 3WC Blood Drive at Edgewood Baptist Church is coming up on Wednesday, September the 7th.
That's correct.
And the times are?
1:30 to 6.
1:30 till 6. And you can go online to sign up. You can call us here at the station. So definitely go out and give the gift of life. It's very important. As Chris said, the need just goes on and on. And, again, Chris, the website, if they want to find out more information about giving and where in their area.
www.redcrossblood.org.
All right. Chris Newman, thank you so much for being with us today. We appreciate it.
Thank you. Appreciate it. And thank you for the partnership and the continued support that you guys give us all the time here in
the
area.
Yes, sir. Looking forward to it. All right. This has been Focus on the Foothills. Coming out, we've got more music for you on the way next.